society, God's gift to ballroom notoriety. And I always fill my ballroom, the event is never small. The social pages say I've got the biggest balls of all. I've got big balls, I've got big balls. They're such big balls, and they're fancy big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the best balls of all.
And my balls are always bouncing, and my ballroom always full. And everybody comes and comes again. If your name is on the guest list, no one can take you higher. Everybody says I've got great balls of fire. I've got big balls, oh, I've got big balls. And there's such big balls, dirty big balls. And he's got big balls, and she's got big balls.
But we've got the biggest.
A fancy dress, but when they're held for pleasure, they're the balls that I like best. My balls are always bouncing to the left and to the right. It's my belief that my big ball should be held every night.
Oh,
we've got big balls. We've got big balls. We've got big balls. Dirty big balls. He's got big balls. She's got big balls.
Is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came a butt. Thank you.
BGN, UC2, Urban Radio.
Hey, this is Asburn from ForbiddenNinja.com.
Hi, this is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Alex Quinn from StoneAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo's from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Green from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is the Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Here, Oswald on Urban Radio.
I may not have the aim with my SRA, but I got the biggest balls. It's Oswald. This is Urban Radio. It's a Friday, and we're ready to get down and dirty with a little Q&A coming up next.
I'll see you in hell.
And when I have you in my sight, I'll hug my rifle nice and tight. You won't know that you've been found till I put you in the ground.
Man down!
Your team will be target practice, and for you I will not miss.
Oh, I'm in it!
You will fear my aim, and you'll remember the game, Urban Terror.
Yes, already being compared to David Hasselhoff. Come on now, Mojo Joe. I'm not German, I'm Finnish. Find me a famous Finn. So what's going on? It is Oswald, and would you believe that today is actually the debut show in 2006. And you know, it's funny how things change. Our last show aired December 31st, 2005, as we left the community in somewhat of a limbo waiting for Urban Terror 3.8. Now, prior to that, 2005 was rather spotty in terms of a regular show. But we can sort of look back now 2 years ago, and Urban Radio was a mainstay in the Urban Terror community. As I said, how things change. As you've read on UrbanTerror.net, the development team's been in the middle of the 27 Days of Terror, sort of like, I guess you can compare it to the 12 Days of Christmas. On the first day of on the first day of terror, my dev team gave to me, and you can finish it however you would like. Now, our intentions with these 27 Days of Terror was to give the community some ideas to what we've been doing since our last release, which is what you're playing now, 3.7. That was all the way back July 11th, 2004. Now, 2005 became the first year since 2000, actually 1999 when the mod was started, that we did not release any new versions of Urban Terror, unless you want to consider Gosu, but you know what? Gosu really was not much for clients. It was just servers. It was a test. It was, well, it was really nothing, but we'll get to that a little bit later on. That began some speculation, some questions within the community as to what the fate of Urban Terror was going to be. 2005 was also a busy year for the development team as we did announce the port of Urban Terror over to enemy territory, which was created by Splash Damage. And then a few months later, we decided to cancel that project, followed by about 12 months of work on a demo that we called MX or Mercenary X. Now, we received some critical feedback on that project from industry insiders, and we took back and discussed it, and that possibly pushed us in the direction it did. Now, as a development team, we had quite a few individuals knock off, which sort of left us with about five dedicated individuals, and no offense to all the other guys we have in the team channel right now, but there are five of us, Blade Killer, Rabid Cow, High C, 27, and myself. We decided to forego the Silicon Ice development team name and incorporate into a legitimate business called Frozen Sand LLC. This move really had no effect on the community. It was still the same people who would work on Urban Terror. Well, sort of. We did bring on some new blood, including LT1, Richie, Mister, to help out. We still had a few other members hanging around, including Tub and Barbecue, and also Invis, even though he's an industry professional now working for EA. He's still around to lend his expertise, time, and experience when it comes to level development. But with all these changes, the community still had some, well, actually they had quite a bit of doubt about the future of Urban Terror. Now, the website had had very little news, occasionally posting something about a player model or a level, something related to a level, maybe even some community news such as a server or the Friday night Frag Fest sponsored by Balls Deep. Things like that, but after some minor development work, it was decided that we would pursue a new release. Originally, that new release was to be labeled 3.8. It was also to include many new and updated levels. Well, as plans go, as you've seen them go, They changed, and the development cycle was extended due to the scope of the project. Now, that sort of brings us up to date where we are now. And I said a long time ago, you know a release is imminent when the PR machine starts rolling. And that machine's been rolling now for about 2 weeks with some great enthusiasm from the community. And we can see it today not only on Pound Urban Tear and ETG, but also over on QuakeNet. That is where we will be fielding your questions today as we roll through this. What's probably going to be, I'm guessing, 2.5, maybe 3 hour show leading up to Epileptic Gaming here on Inside the Game as we work our way toward 4 o'clock here over on the left coast, the Pacific coast, California. So for all those in Europe and the East Coast, go figure out what time it is in your own time zone. I know what time it is here. It's time to get jiggy with it, and that is what we're going to do here in just a few minutes. In the Urban Terror forums, we posted a thread asking for gamers to submit questions, and obviously the development team would answer them. Now, me being the PR guy, I answered most of the questions, so you'll know my answers because mine will be these long, drawn-out, you know, if you can't give them the right answer, you sort of dazzle them with bullshit, right? Well, okay, so I didn't dazzle you all that much. But nonetheless, a lot of long answers, but there are some answers. 27, don't ever let 27 do PR. You know, don't let me code, don't let 27 do PR, because you know what? The mod would have been dead years ago. I don't think he's a very good PR guy. Needless to say, I probably suck as a coder. So, as I said, in the Urban Terror forums, we posted a thread asking for gamers to submit questions, and we would answer them, and we have done that. We did this actually previously on the website. 20, I forgot what we named it, 20 questions, yada, yada, yada. You can find it. It's still there. But we had some great success with it. We had some good fun with it. But this time around, the question and answer, the Q&A, or as I had initially labeled it, the TQ&A, because you know what? TNA actually sells. Sex sells. Everybody wants some tatas and some asses, you know, so TQ&A, you know, Q&A, get it? But I decided that a little corny. People probably wouldn't get it, so you know what? I decided to change it. It's just Q&A, but again, that Q&A provided by the community and answered by the development team. I spent, oh, probably the better part of a week answering each question that was posed on the forums. And this sometimes meant answering 5 parts of a single question. Now, questions I did not have an answer for, or I only had a partial answer, or I maybe had an incorrect answer, I took to the team, namely Blade Killer and 27, for their input. So as I said, you will be able to tell. You will be able to tell their answers. What else was I going to say now? Well, if you want to ask a question, feel free to participate. You can find me, as I said, in Pound Urban Terror on QuakeNet and ETG. You'll see me as On Air Oswald or On Air ITG Oswald on both of those channels. One caveat, please don't ask duplicate questions throughout the show today. I will be resetting some topics because they bear resetting. And community gamers have asked the same questions probably up to 4 or 5 times in the forum posts. And I think the big question everybody wants to know is, will the new release be standalone? Oh, yeah. And the other one, when will Urban Terror be released? Well, when we return, we'll get to the first round of questions, starting by answering about the development team, our, quote, last hurrah, retail projects, the FPS bug, and how to attract new gamers. It's Oswald. You're tuned in to the only station that takes you inside the game, ITG.
Changing in me.
Will you give it to me?
King and my own. dealing with these changes, living with these changes. Now,
now the world is a scary place, now that you've woken up the demon. Open up your head and let them open the maze. Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mama, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fuck, I get up, come on, get down with the sickness. And this is the gift that has been given to me.
Once again, welcome back to Inside the Game. It is Oswald bringing you Urban Radio today as we look toward the future of Urban Terror. And yes, believe it or not, it's been over 6 years now as we celebrated our sixth anniversary on August 5th of this year. Hard to believe, too, because if you asked me back in 2000 when we returned from QuakeCon if the mod would still be tasting success some 6 years later, I would have definitely said no. Okay, enough of the small talk. It's time to roll into the Q&A from the community. And as I said, feel free to provide your comments in IRC. I'll be willing to break into a discussion or possibly expand on any of the answers. And sorry, no Christina Aguilera today. As hot as she may be, as bad as you want her ass, no Christina Aguilera. All right. Question number one comes from J-Dub. Is this a last hurrah kind of release, I ask? Because I know that the game has been around for several years now, and all good things come to an end sooner or later. Well, as I mentioned, as of August 5th, the mod is 6 years old. Now, that's quite an achievement. All things considered, I would not have thought I would still be part of a team working on a mod, let alone have my own company with four other partners here. It's been somewhat amazing. We've had a great run. We've been surrounded by incredible talent, both on the development team and in the community. So is this our last hurrah, so to speak? Well, I would think that we're getting very close to calling Urban Terror final. Why do I say that? There's actually a number of reasons why. First, now that we're a legit company, we would actually like to profit from our development because our time now, our time is actually worth something now. And second, how much longer can we actually string out the mod? I'm sure we could continue to string it out probably for a couple more years. But if this version is on par with 2.3, as some have compared it to, then I think we'll have been quite successful, and it could potentially be the final release. Second question comes to us from PAC of Portugal. When the team left SID and became FS LLC, you knew that this new team is now fully responsible for its decisions. You guys are doing some other work for companies trying your luck in the video market. I believe he means retail market. Or is 3.8, or this 3.8 would be the work you guys want to show? Are you trying to get any kind of sponsoring? Now, these are the questions as they were written up on the forum. So if it's poor English, it is not because I did not have hooked on phonics as a kid. The team actually never really left SID, nor did SID leave the team. That was our original team name that we gave ourselves early on in development. And I still think it's quite a catchy name, but we became Frozen Sen LLC for our business purposes, because we did not want future projects to be affiliated with Silicon Ice Development or Urban Terror. Reason being, someone could claim they were in SID and now possibly want some money that we earn if indeed we make some down the line on development. So we decided to start fresh with an all-new company name. We laid the groundwork with our sort of as our company as SID on Urban Terror, but from the announcement of incorporation, we have been known as Frozen Sand. And if you actually look on the websites, I don't think I ever use Silicon Ice Development any longer. It's always the development team. Just, I guess it's a CYA. You know, I just want to cover our butts here. And we are currently in negotiations with a company to do some development work at this time, although I cannot comment on the nature of that development. Rest assured, you will find out when the time is appropriate. Next question comes to us from Wasted S. Cal. Was there any new investigation on the FPS drop bug in the development cycle that some players experienced? Does anyone on the QA team ever have this issue in the past or still now in 3.7 that they do not experience in the next version to be released? And you know what? I should get the QA window up here, as I'm probably going to have to watch all their nasty comments come flying at me here. Seeing as I'll probably get a few things right, it's no big deal. I mean, I'll be the first to admit I haven't been around a lot. This is probably the most I've been around here this month and probably the last four or five. So bear with me, but we do have some quality people on QA. Not that anybody could make a good QA team, but we got some very good people, very knowledgeable people, more so than myself when it comes to the actual nuts and bolts of how the game plays. This question about the FPS drop, Bug27 said, we haven't run into it in testing. We'll see how it goes out on the wild. That means once we release it. I do recall seeing a QA tester the other day get hit with it, but he was on a Macintosh. Now, I don't know if that actually played into it, but he was on a Mac, and you know, I love Macs. I think they're superior machines myself, but you know, sometimes the sometimes a graphic card isn't as strong as anyway. We have, I saw that one guy get it. There really hasn't been much written about it. So hopefully that FPS bug is something of the past. But as I said, we'll have to wait and see what happens once it gets out into the open. Next question is about a three or four part of here. Comes from Zup, Z-U-P. Why did the game never go standalone? Here's the first standalone question. Q&A means question and answer. Or if you want to use TQ&A, tits, question, and ass. Either way, I'm down with it, whatever you want to do. So why did the game never go standalone? Were hackers the problem, or did it simply just slip the minds of the staff? In an earlier post, you told me that the resources were an issue and that nobody on the team had time to do so. Well, up until id Software provided the open source code for Quake 3 Arena, there was very little chance for providing any sort of standalone version of Urban Terror. Now, we did ask id Software about it when we planned to port to ETUT, because we wanted, even if it was limited access to the source code, or excuse me, to the engine, and that would have even been very difficult because there would have been some heavy restrictions placed on us as a development team to work within the engine. What resources were you talking about as part two? When I speak of resources, I usually relate that to the team in terms of personal, limited personnel or personal resources that we have to work with. The coders, both 27 and IC, have been busy on the code base, bug fixes, tweaks, and more. And when it comes to levels, you have Rabbit Cow, Blade Killer, Invis, LT1, Richie. They put time in working on the levels. And now we actually went outside the development team for some help on a few of the upcoming levels as well. And I don't know if that person wants me to say who he is, but he is working on one of the current popular levels for Urban Terror. And he's not doing really anything new with it. He's just updating things. Did Enemy Terror UT ever exist? And that question, as I said, thumbs up. And finally, yes, there was a set of files that allowed Urban Terror to run inside of enemy territory. And I believe if you scroll back through the news on UrbanTerror.net, you can actually see some screenshots we posted of it. And no, we will not release any of the ETUT files. And oddly enough, I was just surfing through my email, and I found like five screenshots that were sent to me of ETUT. Kind of funny. Anyway. Question five. Oh, did I skip a question here? You know what? I didn't answer the standalone part, but fret not. We will get to it here a little bit later on in the show. Because as I said, it is asked about four or five times. So I will touch on it a couple of times here during the show. Next question, how will you attract new gamers to Urban Terror if Quake 3, the full version, is needed and so hard to find? Well, new or old, this is always a difficult task. For Quake 3 Arena, it's even harder now since the game is old and getting more difficult to find a copy now. I think attracting new gamers lies both on the development team and the community. We as the development team can really only do so much. For example, during this time is when I actually put most of my work in trying to pimp the mod, get news and information out to the gaming community. Now, we're fortunate that many gamers have heard of the game, but that alone does not sell the game, especially to gamers who have never played it or heard it. And actually, just before I came in here, I checked out Urban Terror forums, and I saw that I believe it was Headshot of Balls Deep posted a thread over on Quake 3. Damn, I forgot the website name. I'm sure somebody will help me here. Help support Urban Terror is the thread name. Getting into it right now. Give me 1 second and I'll have it up. Quake3World.com forums. That's where it was. And he posted a thread there that you may want to go out and check. But, you know, trying little things like that to garnish more support for what honestly is an old game. I mean, you can think of it sort of like, I'm not going to say that. I was going to say you can sort of think of it like Counter-Strike 1.6, the old Counter-Strike for Half-Life. I mean, the engine's old, but the gameplay is where it's all at. And believe me, I still think we have the gameplay. Now, the community comes into the equation because they are the ones who play the game faithfully, and it's their word-of-mouth advertising that helps sell the mod to new gamers. They're also the ones who can attest to the gameplay and the enjoyment they get from Urban Terror. So it always sounds more honest coming from a user than it does coming from a developer talking highly about their game. And I think QA's had some great comments, and hopefully the community... Who knows on QA? Some of the people on QA I know have made themselves known, but hopefully some of their comments have been useful when it comes to stating some of the good points and the bad points about the upcoming release. Next question comes to us from Neops. Will it be 3.8 or 4.0? And what's up with Mr. Green? Well, as I've said before, but it's somewhat irrelevant, the version number. Right now, we still do not have a decision made as to how many... or what version is going to be, because we have so many test pack files we're using right now. And this is actually more than just an incremental release. This is more of a major release. So chances are you're going to see a jump or a jump in version numbers. And Mr. Green, well, if you frequent the forums, you know Mr. Green's the dude with the afro. He's what's up. Very cool. I use him not only once, twice, three, but four times in a post. His next question, will the new version be 3.8? Or this is a new question from Kanakis. Will it be 3.8, 4.0, or version 1? How's the weapon tweaking going? Do you have any forecasts on that? How many developers are now working on Urban Terror, and what are they working on right now, and not what they've been doing the last few weeks? Well, as I just commented in the previous question on the version number, being that it's nearing a final version, it could be just as easy to call it Urban Terror. I mean... Urban Terror version 1.0. I mean, that'd be easy, wouldn't it? The weapons have been tweaked, and I do believe we mentioned this on the forums and in the news. The quality assurance team has played a very important role in this, in the damage values. The team has somewhat loosened up on the aspect, and the actual values were posted for the QA team to see and make adjustments from there. We have seen some great feedback from those gamers who are currently testing the upcoming version, so the community will see some new statistics for the weapons. Now, these values will be made public in the manual for the release. At this point, though, I don't think it's too important to actually post the breakdown of each weapon and how the value or damage value has changed, because honestly, you don't know what the current values are. So giving you new values, you really won't have any baseline for how we changed a damage for, say, a UMP-45 or a PSG-1, any weapon. As for what we're currently working on, let's see here, 27, Blade Killer, Rabbit Cow, Rabbit Cow, LT1, Invis, Mr. Rich, Tub, and myself. I think that's about a total of 8. Well, actually, there are 7 since I don't actually do any work on the mod. As for the team members and what they're working on, well, each is working on their respective responsibility to the mod as a whole. Blade Killer, Rabbit Cow, Tub, LT1, and Invis are pushing to finish up the levels. which is probably taking most of the time. LT, as you've seen, is also creating new weapon skins, new models for the game, things of that nature. You can check out his site, blackrain.com. Now, not all those models of weapons and items are you going to see in Urban Terror, but a lot of them he has made for the mod. So you can check his work at his website. And we also posted some stuff earlier from him on urbanterror.net. 27 and High C are working on the code base, obviously, fixing the remaining problems, cleaning up the code base, finalizing features, things of that nature. As for me, well, you've been reading it the past few weeks as I'm trying to get the word out to more gaming websites. Vague as it is, that is about as in-depth as we're going to go into that question. Question 7 comes to us from AK Grizzly. It's getting to be the way it used to be in here, where I could find the answers I sought by simply reading. However, I'm still hoping for some news about any new items or weapons that may be implemented, also if any items or weapons will be removed from the game, like a fixed bayonet idea. Now, come on, is that really asking a lot? Flamethrower, bazooka, ICBMs? Well, the one thing nice about our community is many gamers can answer questions that are posted in the forums. So the development team doesn't necessarily have to be fully responsible for it. And that was one reason we enlisted the service of community gamers like Preet and Krom to take over managing the forums. Currently, there are no new weapons or items planned for the upcoming release, although, excuse me, with that said, the weapons have been reskinned as posted previously on the website. The accessories have been remodeled and reskinned, such as the laser sight, the silencer, helmet, ammo, and maybe the NVGs if LT1 does have time. Using your bayonet idea. Now, here's an idea. Now, just think, this is one weapon. This isn't even a real weapon. This would be like the knife, maybe even fist. Using the bayonet example, we would need to model it. We would need to skin it. We would have to add an attack animation, add the code for it, and the damage in order for us to use it. Now, that's quite a bit of work. Going back to what I said about having limited resources, well, that is a prime example right there. And not only after all that, now we're going to have to tweak it to what sort of damage it's going to do. So even before that, there was really no discussion amongst the team to add any new weapons. My voice is already going, and I'm only 32 minutes into the show, and I still got 3 questions before we head to a break. And I see I got a ton of questions here, so we'll get to them shortly. Have you considered what actions you will take in order to bring more players into the game? Obviously, this game is far better than the likes of it, such as Counter-Strike, but there are a lack of players, competitions, and leagues. Have you talked with any major websites, companies about sponsoring a competition, which involve cash or gaming product prices? Now, where are we going to get cash prizes money? As far as I know, the development team is somewhat close to id Software. If the game is not a standalone, perhaps they could arrange for id Software to distribute CD keys, seeing as the game engine has been made public. A good question coming from Seth. This is the second time we have seen this first part of the question, though, about bringing more players into the game. As I said, the team is doing their part by creating and improving the game, but sometimes, especially using an older game like Quake 3, that isn't enough. But I have been sending news to community game sites, but some choose not to post it. I really can't control what they post, but I do send releases to about 20 to 25 gaming sites. Many gamers have asked for a standalone version of Urban Terror. This is a great idea, and it would solve the part about how do we get new gamers into Urban Terror. But it does open up another problem. That problem is obviously cheating. You tell me how you want to solve that, and I will give you a standalone version. Now, I think any sort of competition should be done by a league and not any involvement with the development team, because honestly, right now, we don't have time. A league like ClanBase or TWL or STA, that is what they do best, and I think it'd be in our best interest to let them run any sort of league or competition with the new version of Urban Terror. And now, why we have had open communications with id Software, there's really nothing further they can do in order to support our mod or development. The open source, I believe, provides the technology necessary for CD key authorization, as I recall reading something about it on their technology readme on their website. And I know ETUT generated its own key, but Punkbuster sounds like they might not have been the best idea in terms of supporting a game like ETUT. who was it in our community? Snoopus. Snoopus actually emailed Tony Ray, who heads up Punk Buster, and he actually said, you know what, we're actually considering not supporting it anymore because it's so damn easy to get a key for ETUT. You uninstall, reinstall, and you have a new key. The cheater's back in the game. So it's like fighting and losing battles. Like, you know, it's like sending buckets of water over the side of a sinking boat. I mean, it's never going to happen. Global Gaming League, yeah, I talked about that previously, and, well, we'll leave it at that for right now, won't we? Question 9 comes to us from Soybeast. He says, what was once whole now becomes whole again? By that I mean, well, the differences created by the introduction of Gosu become nullified with 3.8. He said, I never really minded Gosu or non-Gosu, just the fact that I had to play a little differently depending on the server. Well, as I mentioned in the monologue, Gosu was really nothing more than a server pack file that allowed for some modified weapon damage values. Some liked it. Others hated it. Originally, it was only for a few select servers, but more server admins wanted to test it, so we unofficially distributed it to more servers. Hey, there may still be servers out there that run it. I don't know. This test might have carried a little bit of weight for how the values were changed, but it was not solely based on the success or failure of Gosu. And final question here before we head into break. Buckle your seatbelts, buckaroos. Here it comes. How many maps will be released with this update? Second part, what maps are they? Third part, are they all updated? And we have some more questions here. This all coming from Frag and Newbie. Big Wayne back on the East Coast. Well, all the ones that we are releasing have been modified. And in my opinion, there's not been any major changes made to any of the levels. Most of the work has been swapping brushes for models. For example, the bridge in Rommel is now a model as opposed to brushes created in Radiant. Those use less polys, thus increase your FPS. The current map list for release includes, get your pens and pencils and scorecards ready, because we are going to run down your starting lineup. The maps include Abbey 2, Abbey CTF, Algiers, Ambush, Austria, Santorini. What is that? Santorini? Ah, there's something new you've never heard of. Casa, Crenshaw, Crossing, Docks, Prague, Riyadh, Rommel, Sanctuary, Suburbs, Thingley, Turnpike, and Village 2. And I will throw in the, these maps are subject to change. So, oh, I forgot one. Uptown. Uptown may be included too. I'm not sure yet. Wayne continues, Fraganubi continues, already been asked, but I'm asking again, the FPS bug, has it been investigated further to determine what brings it on and the fixes for it? Is it going to be fixed? As I said, going off what 27 told me, it has not really come up during testing on a regular basis. And believe me when I say, if the QA had a problem with this on a regular, even a semi-regular basis, we would have heard about it. And there's really no thread started about it in the QA forum, so we'll see how it goes once it gets back out into the wild. Those were 27's words. And I'm getting another comment here from QA saying Uptown will not be included, I thought. And I know Rabid Cow was working on it. It had been decompiled, and I believe I talk about that a little bit further on in the show. Another question from Fraganubi, who just can't shut the hell up. Tac goggles, a.k.a. Noob Vision. Did you get rid of the brackets that made them? In the opinion of a large number of people, and he's not talking fat people, he's just talking a lot of you, lopsided, unbalanced, and that there's no effective way to counteract them, seeing as we took the flash grenades out. Well, yes, there are plans already in the works to modify the tac goggles, the NVGs. The QA team has already commented on the brackets, as well as having no way to counteract them. So 27, God willing, will be removing the brackets when someone uses the NVGs. I'm sure that'll please a lot of gamers out there. Has there been any change to the file naming of demos when recorded in match mode to make them easier to identify and sort? Nope, no changes. File namings for the demos will remain as they are. Here comes another standalone Q3-based question. Again, at this point, it has a great advantage, but it also has big disadvantages. This would provide the ability to get the game into the hands of more gamers, which is what any gamer wants or any developer wants. More gamers mean more servers, more clans, bigger leagues. Those are all pluses. Unfortunately, this has not come without its share of problems. First and most importantly is cheating. How do you plan on stopping it? Huh? How do you plan on stopping it? Oh, you weren't, huh? Well, That's the development team's responsibility now, right? We're not here to actually create an anti-cheat like PB. We're actually here to create a game that gamers enjoy to play, which I believe we have done for almost 6 years now, minus a few crappy patches. We do not have any answers right now as to how to stop cheating if this were the case. Also, this could possibly impact those who are on Macs and a Unix-type distribution. Believe me, Wayne's only got three more questions here, and we're going to break. Believe me, he's long-winded. Actually, I guess I'm the one who's long-winded, huh? A Schminky Boy's got the right idea. Kill the cheaters, damn right. Kill those bastards. So if you're a cheater, raise your hand, and I will kick-ban you right now. Hit detection. Has it been completely rewritten, modified, changed in any way? Well, it depends. Are you drinking beer and drunk when you play Urban Dare? Because you know what? Hit detection's changed, isn't it? I'm just kidding. Your hit detection, as you know, it called Ares, has been scrapped and completely rewritten by 27. Ares was great, but it really needed a complete rewrite, and that's what it got. QA provided a bit of feedback during the process, which also included work on the damage values for the weapon, as I commented on. And we're pleased with the feedback we have gotten on the hit detection. Hopefully, this decreases the amount of belly aching we hear from the hits, no hits community of gamers. Yeah. Yeah. Any new game modes or modifications to existing game modes? The only change related to game modes has been in the bomb mode, where we've added personal scoring to it. Other than that, there have been no other changes. And finally, Fraganubi ends with, what is the airspeed of an unladen swallow? And I come back with, what do you mean, an African or European swallow? Gotta love the Monty Python quotes. After those questions, time to take a break. Back away from the mic, grab a cold one, and when we return, we will clean out our PMs and get on with more questions. If you missed any of the previous questions, we will post them on the website as one of our updates here in the 27 Days of Terror. You can also download this recording of the show by going to getinsidethegame.com, click on downloads, or go to itg.filecloud.com, click on shows, and with that, we will be right back.
On the cutting edge of gaming. Play-by-play Monopoly. This is Radio ITG.
Yeah. will defeat you.
You were made to fight.
Hey, hey, Oswald back with you here on Urban Radio. Thanks for tuning into the show today. Someone just asked if Urban Radio will be returning on a permanent basis. Well, right now, I would say that it really depends on what sort of response the community has to the upcoming release. We will have a release day radio show, I can confirm that, but let's play it by ear and see how things go with the release. Back to the questions here in just a minute. If you want to get involved, send me a private message in pound Arbiter on ETG or QuakeNet, and I will get around to answering your question if it hasn't been answered. Some of the questions here coming in. Zenix wants me to give a shout-out to Gaffel Giraffin, who's got the best goddamn name in Urbiter, and a Boblin for their great job in the Clan Base Summer Cup. Here's a question coming in from Solitary. Oswald, what would you say is the biggest difference between 3.7 and 3.8? Well, I'm sure the QA team will have something to say about that, but I think the biggest change is going to be just how the game plays. It's going to be cleaner. It's going to be smoother. You're going to have a couple new features to toy around with to blow your stamina on. The weapons are improved. The hit detection is improved. So a lot has changed. It's basically an all-new game. And as I said, I really think gamers are going to get into it more so than they have done with 3.7. Coming from Blaze. My question, what means the new release for snipers? Haven't heard on any good news. Well, you know what? As 27 answered, wait for the goddamn release. His words, not mine. I weapons have been tweaked. That's about all I'm going to say. I know, crappy answer. Sorry, you're going to have to wait for it. That's best I can do. I snipe. I'm just kidding. Let's see what else we have. Preet commenting on how I sound. Thank you, Preet. A quick one here from Crom. Two new STA Q3UT admins, Undead from Veneration, Nemesis from ICU TW League, starting soon. Thank you, Crom. Also from Zex. Head dude over at deathrat.com. Check it out. They have a brand new website. It's completely redone. Ton of new resources for the community. A URT wiki, the Urbiter bit torrents, their own tracker and so on, plus a special new area for mappers that will be open up soon to speed up the production of maps by mapping teams. I'm sure you're going to dig it. Check it out. It is awesome. That is deathrat.com for those of you in the Urbiter community. And he's got a whole bunch of stuff over there. Check it out. Deathrat doing a great job supporting Zex Week. Doing a great job for us. Deadman, question. Will there be still something like anti-lag or similar? Yes, it's anti-lag. That feature is still available. Still toggleable by a CVAR. You can turn it on, turn it off at your leisure. This coming from Icarius Atone. Well, new beta. Require best machine to play. Actually, I do have a question about that later on the show. So, Satone, hang around. I will touch on that a little bit later in Urban Radio. Riata got a quick question. Is there going to be a Linux version for Linux players of the upcoming version like it was in the past? Well, we're going to provide a zip file. That is all you need to play Urbiter is the zip file of Urbiter. As I touched on from the standalone perspective, we may have an issue, we may not. I am not a Linux pro. I sometimes can't even say the word right. So I'm sure QA will give me the skinny on that here, so I'll try to touch on that a little bit later. But right now, if it is released as an update, you will be golden. You will be able to play Mojo Joe Oz. More movement penalty and spread less. How has it changed? As I said, it's all been changed some way. It has been tweaked. We're not going really into the details of each weapon. I mean, it's... There is a thread. Let me say this. There was a thread started in the forums over under, I believe it was a general. No, where was it? 3.7. I think it was the Urban Terror 3.7 discussion. It's probably one of the highly read threads. Actually, it's not. Yeah, it is. 3,400 reads. Damage weapon guide. You can basically look in that. All those values, even if they're really off, have been changed. So, again, going to have to leave some of it to the imagination for now, but you will be able to check it out shortly when we release it. Pan from Just Fragging, why are you guys planning to put up walls on Casa so we won't be able to throw grenades over the rooftops like the patio fountain, the market fountain? I know it's illegal in the States to throw nades over roofs during an official game, but it isn't in EU. Also, I think it's more realistic to throw nades over the walls, and it just adds another dimension to the game. Well, you know what? I agree with you in some respect, especially a low roof, like from the fountain courtyard to the patio courtyard in UT Casa, but it also ruins the game. I mean, I cover enough clan-based matches. You see it used as a tactic by every clan, from crappy to great. Every clan uses that tactic, and every time it's cheap. Think about it. Standing in the upper fountain hallway, you can throw a grenade up and over, and it'll come down in that hallway and kill you. It's things like that are actually pretty crappy, cheap kills. Hopefully this will actually improve the playability, the skill level of the game, so gamers aren't going to be able to get those cheap kills. So it has been updated. If you don't like it, sorry, don't play UT Casa. I know that's kind of hard to say, but it should provide a better gaming atmosphere, I think. And again, it was not my decision, so don't say, Oswald, you ruined it, because I didn't. Holy One wants to know how the spread has changed. It has been asked. If you were dining, hopefully you enjoyed your food. I'm going for sushi tonight. Looking forward to that. I know Hit System is better without Ares, but how about the spread and recoil? Netcode better? Like using CPMA netcode would be great. Spread is answered and get the netcode. Well, netcode is solid. Netcode is better than what came with Quake 3 Arena, believe it or not. If you don't believe me, I will get you a 10-page dissertation from 27 on why our netcode is better than vanilla Quake 3. And, you know, there are more aspects, more things that affect your playability on the internet. The internet's not perfect. There's going to be drop packets. There's going to be issues, connectivity issues, things of that nature that are going to cause problems. But hopefully by improving the damage model, yeah, thank you, Shminky Boy, bite me too. By fixing the hit detection model, the netcode may seem a little bit better because your hits may actually hit now. As for spread and recoil, those have been updated with the weapon damage. So hang tight. You will see that very shortly. Jigsaw happily invited me into xgen.pt because you know I'm a pimp for Portugal. Although, Forza Italia, seeing as they did win the World Cup this year, you gotta love them. Anyway, Oswald, new version, have any new weapons in the release date? The standalone, no new weapons, we haven't given a release date, and we'll continue to comment about the standalone version as we continue here in the show. And finally, D-IPOX. Will the font be less greased and black letters be readable? I mean, test like Shiny Bull, etc., not really cleared. I'm assuming you're talking about the colors being used, you know, the red and the blue for the teams. The text hasn't been changed right now. I am not sure if that is actually on the list that Wokili has been compiling to do with menus and things of that nature. But you may send him a message, Wokili, W-O-E-K-E-L-E, and he is not on. Send it to Preet, send it to Crom, send it to somebody on QA, Crom or Preet, even send it to me. I'll make sure it gets to the right person, and we will check into that. So we're just about 55 minutes in here, questions going strong, and now back to your questions as asked in Pound Urban Terror. Here we go. As we've done in the past, we do turn to the community for their input time after time. Past couple of years, we've also run some news segments called 20 Questions with Sid, where you, the community, basically ask us, the development team, what's up? it's proven a very worthwhile experience, giving the community some more interaction with the development team as they communicate their intentions for Urban Terror. Now, since we began the 27 Days of Terror, there has been a resurgence in Urban Terror. Many gamers have been excited to follow development, reading about the new models, the skins, the features, and the levels that will debut with the upcoming release. One of the best days so far has been the introduction of power sliding. Even with the 27 days of information, when it is all said and done, there's still going to be questions inquiring minds want answered. So we spent the better part of 3 days collecting questions from the community on the Urban Terror forums. And that's where the questions were asked multiple times for clarity. We'll only answer that once on the website. Same goes with any other questions asked by multiple gamers. So let's continue forward to number 11. Are there currently any plans to expand the G-Gear C-VAR? More versatility for this feature would be fantastic. Maybe even simply adding an additional C-VAR to parallel G-Gear that applies to items in general, or as it applies to weapons. That from AK Grizzly. Right now, there are no plans to add a G-Gear to the list of server C-VARs like there was for the weapons in order to limit what can be used. Another question coming in from Neos. Will the colors of those arm and leg bands be customizable? Color 1, color 2, etc. Will we be able to eat cookies? Well, sorry, I ate all the cookies. As for the arm and leg bands, they will not be customizable. These will be assigned by the server and reflected on the scoreboard. These colors will also be reflected on the mini-map, so you can tell a bit easier who is who on your team and where they are. And the colors basically going to be like a hot and a cold for the blue team and the red team, or the orange team and the blue team, however you want to look at them. Next question comes to us from Vudence. Exists some possibility of the future the Urban Terror to be ported to the Fear Combat? Nope. Zero possibility to be ported to any other game at this time. It will only exist on Quake 3 Arena. We have no intentions in the immediate future to port the mod to any other game engines. Of course, like James Bond, never say never, because we could bring it back at some time in the future and actually make it a retail game, because we have trademarked Urban Terror for computer usage. Don't believe me? Check it out. USPTO.gov. Type in Urban Terror. See what comes up. I've been reading about the updates, and I was wondering about weapon tweaks. What modifications have you done to the weapon damage, or have you left the damage all alone? Throw your beer goggles on, dude. The weapons will change every time you shoot it. Actually, the damage values for the weapons have been tested and tweaked, tested some more, tweaked some more. Ghost, who probably started the ball rolling, but it did not stop there. Many gamers were unhappy with the Ghost Who servers. Other, as I mentioned previously, loved it, but we started adjusting the values of the damage while getting some great feedback from the QA team, and they also provided some good input and actually some of the code for what values they thought may be too high or too low for a specific weapon. And since you don't know the current damage values, it really would be a moot point to give you the new updated values. I mean, I can say, well, this weapon does 0.62 damage to the head. Well, what does that mean? You know, what is that in relation to? What was it before? So rest assured, this has been the most highly tested and talked about part of QA. Hopefully, with their positive comments on where the damage values lie, will translate into more positive comments from the community when we release. And Hot Lips just walked in. If you want her to say hi, guys. Yes, my beautiful wife, Hot Lips, who will fucking smoke you all with an SR8. I'm just kidding. I dropped the F-bomb, too. Hopefully, management doesn't get too upset. Are there any updates to the hit locations? This was asked by Frag and Numi in the previous segment. The answer is the hit locations have been updated. Ares is no longer implemented, being replaced by new hit meshes written by 27. And this is truly the first major update to the hit detection since the early versions of Urban Terror prior to the Beta 2 version, when we replaced the replaced the hit boxes with the hit detection code written by Dr. 8, known as Ares. Next question coming to us. This is still part of Mobab. Will there be any options for different types of grenades? Maybe flash grenades making a comeback? Nope, flash grenades will not make a comeback. These grenades were buggy at best, and yes, we know they still did counteract the NVGs, but smoke and fry grenades are the only two types we will support. And question 15, his final part to his question, are there any updates to the wall jump sensitivity? Currently, when you're on a diagonal plane and you pressed up against a wall, you'd wall jump off the wall instead of jumping straight up. No changes to any of the wall jump sensitivity. That I've heard of, and actually 27 and Blade Killer confirmed it. Are there going to be any changes to the night vision? Yes, we commented on that. There are plans to change how the NVG's attack goggles work. As we mentioned before, the brackets will be removed, thus not giving the gamer wearing them a decided advantage over somebody who is not. And what's going on with Frozen Sand? Are you still working on that other project? Is this the other project? This question coming in, I believe, from Headshot. This is the first of about a four-part question. Well, currently the team is working on finishing up the new version of Urban Terror, and we have been doing this for about the past 10 or 12 months or so. The other project we were working on, which I spoke about in the monologue, was called Mercenary X, or MX. It was also referred to often by the development team. This was a new concept we developed in order to sell the development team. The game was a sci-fi-based first-person shooter and did include some assets, more so as placeholders, from Urban Terror. Let me lay out the opening scene here we created. You would dropship into an unknown hostile planet where your team had gone missing. You had to power up the base and the AA guns while shooting a few baddies and avoiding or shooting down the incoming hostile spacecraft, written by High C. Very cool stuff, too. You then had to set up an advanced base and destroy a few power crystals that would do massive damage, and they actually stood guard for the next portion of the level. And at the end of the level, you had to kill a big bad boss that would gain you access to the next level. This was how the first or the test level played out that we had created. We had also created a short background story to go with the idea, as well as how the gamers would meet, join a team, search out a planet. We also showed the work off to a few developers in the industry who provided their feedback. We took that feedback and used it constructively, but sorry, I'm not going to say who those industry insiders were. You can guess if you'd like, or what their feedback was. Let's just say that we took what they said, and we will be using it for future application. Currently, we are in contract negotiations for future development. I'm not at liberty to provide any further information or details. Hopefully, we will be able to make an announcement on that shortly. Or not. We'll have to wait and see how it goes. Well, yeah, come on. Every level, yeah, power crystals. Not, dude, it worked out really cool. The dropship was badass. The dropship looked cool. The Jeep looked cool. I think I talk about the Jeep a little bit later on. So we will get to that here shortly. Next question. Does this mean there won't be any more work done on the Urban Terror after this release? Well, we've been working on Urban Terror for some 6 years now. We celebrated the anniversary on August 5th of this year since we released at QuakeCon 2000. And I'm sure my wife is making fun of me because I know she's talking in her clan channel about my hand movements and how animated I am. But anyway, thank you, wife. Sometime we will put a final stamp on the game. I believe it is our hope that the release will be something like 99% bug-free and will not have to provide a patch or fix some of the niggles, as the coders call them, and we'll cross that bridge actually when we come to it. Has the hit detection been rewritten? Headshot, yes and no. The anti-lag is the same as it was in 3.7, but the ray mesh intersection test is new and tracks the player animation very closely now. So hits should hit, misses should not hit. The headshot sound, when I shot a headshot, the game says headshot, or great shot, or excellent from Avocado. Dude, there's been no changes to this, and what do you think this is, Unreal Tournament? Shall we have gamers here rampage and killing spree? I don't think so. Not going to happen. Question 18 from Davey Gravy, a rewrite to Doom 3 engine, or is it such a rewrite, is it not worth it? Doom 3 is not in our future. We have no current plans to rewrite Urban Terror for Doom 3 or Quake 4 or any other engine right now. While this probably makes little sense to some gamers, we really see no future for the development team as a legitimate business if we keep developing mods. Although, with that said, we have seen more mod teams be picked up to create their mods and have them distributed on retail shelves. Counter-Strike's a prime example, Day of Defeat, and Modern Combat. Those are just a few examples, and I guess we can go one further and say Splash Damage, too. Enemy Territory was... well, not their concept, but, I mean, they did Quake 3 Fortress. They did a couple of other minor projects that I'm not sure if ever got released, but they, too, sort of got picked up to do some work, and now they are rolling in the dough as a legit development team. I do believe, though, as a development team, if we were further along years ago, we would probably really have a better shot at having a retail product earlier. But there were still issues at hand that we weren't ready to deal with at the time, nor did we have the team that we do now. Another note that we rarely speak of, but during QuakeCon 2000, we were approached by id Software and asked if Urban Terror could be included and released as part of a larger Quake 3 retail package, you know, sort of like a gold package. And that release was actually going to include a bunch of different mods with Quake 3 at the time. But unfortunately, that did not come to fruition due to a time issue on the part of id Software. Very cool, though. We did have the opportunity. It was going to be a pay type of situation. Unfortunately, it didn't pan out. That was probably for the better of both parties involved. Question 19 from Disaster, which is one thing this question won't turn into. My question is in regards to stamina. I've never been a big fan of stamina. I miss the good old days of bunny hopping constantly, talking about 1.27. That being said, I do like the modifications that have been made to the stamina since the introduction. The Kevlar vest, Negave, etc. are slower than the helmet, etc. What kind of changes have been made to the stamina system, if any? Long question, but in short, there's really been no change to stamina. It remains the same, but we have introduced something new to help you burn through your stamina. Just a little tease to help you keep thinking. If you did not see day 14 of the 27 Days of Terror, there's a new animation for the crouch, which is also a bit slower, but that new feature, as I said, is called power sliding. The way it works is you speed up. You can use the new the CVAR that we talked about, the CG_speedo, and that'll give you XY and XYZ values. And once you get your value above typically 300, you can power slide. You strafe jump or sprint or whatever, and then before you hit the ground, you press your crouch key and you will power slide. Very cool feature. It's been all the rage so far by the QA team. And many in the community have some very positive comments about it. So that's one thing to look forward to. Not really sure that's going to affect your stamina all that much. Obviously, the sprinting will, but wait and see how it works. Question 20. We're about halfway through, just inside of an hour. It's Oswald. You are tuned in to Urban Radio right here on Inside the Game. Coming up in just about 2 hours, Epileptic Gaming with DJ Wheat. Show number 93 on the schedule today for him, and if you want to hang around after I'm done here, you can check out all his gaming information. Epileptic Gaming, one of the greatest online shows here. They'll review a bunch of things today for PS2, for the PC, XBL, talk about the best spin-off games, so join DJ Wheat later today. Consoles, arcades, industry news right here on Inside the Game. Question 20, I guess PB is still in Urban Terror. Well, PB is not built into Urban Terror. It's built into Quake 3 and is supported by Punk Buster. So as long as PB supports Quake 3, there will be an anti-cheat for Urban Terror. Question 21, if it's a standalone, how do you know if there is the right player behind the NIC without a CD key? Well, we've not completely answered the standalone question at this point. This is one of those problems that we currently face. PB works off your CD key. Urban Terror, being a mod, does not have a key. Enemy Territory generated its own key, which I touched on, which is possible, and PB does support Enemy Territory. But Punkbuster is now having second thoughts because receiving a new key is easy as uninstalling and reinstalling the game. Hence, the anti-cheat of PB is not very effective when cheaters can just reinstall a new version of Enemy Territory. And right now, we do not have an answer as to how to effectively get around this. There have been some great ideas brought to us by the QA team, as they've been very proactive in trying to find a viable solution. Something like maybe registering at the Frozen Sand website with your name, address, and email, and Nick, your online nickname, was a suggestion as a way of having the development team sort of sell the keys to play. Now, I don't believe that's actually an option. I don't think it's viable because I do believe it violates some part of the end user licensing agreement. So if you do have a surefire way around this problem, don't hesitate to speak up. I know somebody mentioned admins. Well, you know, while admins do an admirable job on many servers, there's also going to be admins out there who don't actually admin their server, and I'm sure cheating would be quite rampant. Next question. This is actually question 21. That was part of a previous question from Wrathchild. Will there be an easy way to choose a crosshair color without going into the configure by making a script from Tetrahydro? Well, Keely of the QA team is currently working on a master list of features and items that could possibly make their way into the menu.
things of that nature, everything from crosshair colors to different CVARs to anything in between. If there is time, that previously mentioned list will be reviewed and possibly include some minor changes. To see the list he has compiled, check out the Urban Terror forums for the current thread. I believe that's over in the general Urban Terror forum. I'm sure somebody will link it as I quickly go over there and check it out. It's around. So I'm waiting for the website. General Urban Terror Discussion. And it's yada yada somewhere in there. I don't see it, but oh, there it is. Urban Terror User Interface. It's about a third of the way down the Urban Terror Forums page. But check that out if you have any ideas and lend us your ideas. 22, is it true that Q3A will be for free soon? Well, Quake 3 Arena is already open source. It was done by id Software, I believe, earlier this year or late last year. So Quake 3 can be considered free to some degree, but if you want to play the game, you must buy it. Is it true that ETUT cannot be made because it's only a PC game? Well, we really never got that far along in development. I know there were issues with Enemy Territory because it did not have a viable Macintosh counterpart. So it would have been possible that ETUT, if it came out, would have been a PC-only project, but that project's dead now. So it really has no relevance in terms of current development. Is it true that standalone version would come too late to repeat the CS success? Well, I don't think anything is ever going to repeat the CS success coming off a mod. Standalone and retail are two different animals completely. Standalone would mean you do not have to buy Quake 3 to play it, but it does mean it does not mean there would be a retail project. We would need to obtain the licensing and some other business-related material if we wanted to go to the next level and release Urban Terror as a retail game. So you have standalone and retail, two different things. The contract there were in negotiations with right now is for a retail game. Urban Terror could possibly be a standalone game, but will not be sold. As I said, there's really no current plans with Urban Terror right now to go retail, but we have trademarked the name Urban Terror, so who knows what we'll do with it in the next few years. Is it true that the final, as I read Oswald's threads earlier, version, that this is the final version? This means the team improved netcode, fixed bugs, changed skins, add maps. This release is so awaiting that I think players unconsciously and unwillingly waiting for a really new game. Is 3.8 means, oh my god, this is horrible. You'd think my English sucks. If it's final, 3.8 means there will be no more 3.x versions and will be later 4x versions. Well, this release is not as simple as an incremental update from 3.7 to 3.8. While we have not been developing the entire time since 3.7 was released, the scope of this upcoming project has grown since our original intentions. Don't believe me? Just ask Blade Killer or 27 or basically anybody else on the development team. As mentioned in this question, there have been two fixes to many aspects of the game. Two of the main complaints, weapon damage values and hit detection, both have been modified. The netcode, as I said, is solid. It's better than Quake 3. Player skins have been updated, as you have seen during the 27 Days of Terror. And all the levels included in the release have been updated in one form or fashion, from minor redesign to retexturing to new lighting and skyboxes. Oh yeah, let me not forget, some of the levels have modifications made as to how the grenades act or react when thrown over the rooftops. We also added power slide into the mix to give gamers another signature move like wall jumping and ledge climbing. And I also answered this before, but it won't hurt to say it again. There's really been no decision made at this point regarding the version number, such as Urban Terror 3.8 or 4.0, or actually just version 1. Next and final question from Juno. Juno, my guy Juno asked like 10 questions in each of his three or four questions he had. Is it possible to have binoculars and not use it, i.e. I have and use it from time to time without dropping it? Is it true that single-player scenario will be added? Now, why would you need binoculars? What do you think this is, Call of Duty? The game is too fast, and we do not have levels large enough to require any item like this. So it's basically a pointless item, sort of like, and I'm sure I'll catch hell for this, sort of like the flashlight. That, too, was a pointless item since it never really lived up to its full potential. And there's actually no truth to the rumor that there will be a single-player game. We have no intentions of adding SP support or even updating or modifying the poor bot code we've had, which is native to beta 1.0. Oh, and final question here from Juno before we hit the break. Idea to balance SR8 power. Question, to make distance delay between shooting and hitting. Well, I'm not really sure what you mean by this question or idea, but weapons have been tweaked, damage values modified, and we are not fielding any further possible changes for the weapons. And one more time, I need to back away here from the mic as we get ready to go to break once again. And when we return here on Urban Radio, we will check into IRC to see if we have any more questions, followed by some more community questions. Thanks for tuning in today. It's Oswald with Urban Radio on Inside the Game.
weed off the air?
Do you Dude, know I know no.
Who wants weed off the air? Off the air.
I don't want weed off the air.
One, and that's
a map. Get off my phone!
Legs.
I have nothing to do with this shit tonight.
Great, that means I'm not going to get any more death threats. This is awesome.
The new radio. 5,000 spots of pure shoutcast power. This is Radio IDG.
And there's your hip hop. Well, that's about as hip hop as I am going to get here on Radio IT or Radio ITG. Well, actually, inside the game, but this is Urban Radio. It's Oswald here with you. What is going on? Got one little reset here. I'm not sure how many of you recall hearing this, but I was just given this a couple of days ago.
And now, fucking public service announcement for fucking sometimes dealing with all you asshats causes a
don't mind the pimp for another station here. We'll get through this in a minute.
To put it another way, if you are offended by pussy bitch or an ass for that damn motherfucking stupid fucking bitch, then please disconnect now, because it's only going to get worse.
H&K is going to be in Red Hunters and Killers. They're going to feature Orcus, Hippro, and
Team Wins.
I know I'm going to butcher some of these names. Herpo, I believe it is. Orcus, Zoot, Revis, and Zaniki. Herpo, Hypro. He doesn't have an R after that. H-Y-R-P-O. Hyrpo. Anyway. He had 20 with Zoot. Unfortunately, I didn't call Zoot's name much, but he did quite a bit of damage. 21 kills, 17 deaths. Revis with 17. Zaniki and Orcus both with 15. H&K leading the charge, as I said, 15-3 was the final score on that second map. 14-7 on the first map, as I said, 29-10 overall. Revis leading all gamers here, 19 kills, 9 deaths. Very effective was Revis today. Orcus just about the same, 18-10. Zoot, 17 kills. Zaniki, 13, and Hippro. God. Hyrpo, 11. I don't know how many of you remember that. I remember it too well, and I didn't have that MP3, but that was a great MP3. Anyway, let's run down some community questions here on Radio ITG. Running down here. So far, two people, no questions. Has Time Nudge been modified? No, Time Nudge has not been modified. Same as you know it now. Right speaker was out. I think it's back. I honestly can't tell you, so let me know if the right speaker is still out. Really, not much I can do at this moment. So if we are still... who originally wrote Ares? Who modified it between the first version and now? Well, the first version was actually written by, as I said, Dr. 8, Sam Hinton of Australia. He was one of the first coders here on the development team. And as I said, that basically went unchanged for years. Nobody really wanted to deal with the code. And it'll make a big difference. You will see a big difference in the hit detection from 3.7 to the new version, so you will just have to wait and experience it. Styles letting me know that he's been typing out close to every question and answer, so his teammates who aren't checking this out can be filled in. Yeah, feel free to email me. You can email me at oswald@frozensand.com, and I had already planned on putting many of the questions up on urbanterror.net, but thanks for doing that. I look forward to it. Dr. 8, that sort of stands for doctorate, his doctorate. That's what he was going for. Anyway, let's continue on with the questions here. Well, see, Solitaire is asking me if the hit detection is for better or worse. Well, everything the QA team keeps telling me is for the better, so I am not going to disagree with them. Obviously, if it's not worse, it's obviously better. So better hit detection, that is what everybody wants, don't you? Let's see, Blaze again. I didn't mean only the weapons. I mean gameplay. movement penalty. More movement penalty. It seems that snipers will get a harder time in the next release from what I've heard. What's your opinion on this? Well, as I said, I really have not been too heavily involved in the QA testing, so I can't give you a legitimate answer for how it's going to be from 3.7 to 3.8. I'm sure one of the QA guys here can probably clue me in, seeing as they play it much more than I do, but I don't have an honest answer for you as to how it's going to play. So if one of them... if one of them is free, I'm sure they will pass that on to me. Can we hit the click? Hit the dick? Hit the what? Hit the dick on this new version. All right. Don't know what that means. Hopefully I'm not the dick. Now, anyway. Hey, Key, if you have time to answer, THC Raven wants to know how much aiming helps, more or less than before, because it's what separates the elite from the noobs. Shooting the dick. Okay, I must be clueless here. I have no clue what you're talking about. Hit detection is improved, so that obviously means that you're going to have to aim a little bit more precise now in order to hit the enemy. So it should all work out for the better. Give it time. You'll have to play it. See how it works. I got another question coming in. I agree with you that it's crazy to be able to throw nades over the roofs. It also happens on other maps like Turnpike. Yes, I'm well aware of that. But throwing it over the roofs is great. Also, those grenades you mentioned, you can actually play into that. I know it pisses people off when they get naded over the roof. But next time the game, they will watch out. I completely agree. I mean, it is a tactic. It's a cheap tactic. It's crappy gameplay. But... people would do it round after round, go charging through the fountain courtyard. Next thing you know, a grenade's going off and they're dead. I just think by taking that away, it'll actually improve the gameplay. You'll just have to wait and see. Ah, are there new hit values in the crotch area? I got you now. No, not really. It's going to be considered the waist. So... the Junior Screaming Oz is out with Mrs. Oz, so I am alone. Two more, and then we'll get back into the questions here as we're about 90 minutes into the show. Do I like Urban Terror anymore? Do you ever get bored? Do I ever get bored? You know what? I don't, because we have such a great community. I'm sure sometimes they frustrate you, and yeah, they'll piss you off sometimes. Make stupid comments. I'm sure we've done the same as a development team. We've made some pretty asinine comments that have probably been received incorrectly. But no, I'm not bored of the game. My wife still plays as much as possible. And that's sort of what brought us together. That's a whole nother story. But no, I'm not sick of the game. I mean, it's one of the few games that I actually go back to when I have times and when my computer's up and play. I mean, there's really nothing out there right now that I like that is, I consider, a quality PC game. It's the online play, it's a community, it's everything. So and plus it's shows like this. I love doing the radio show, and I'm glad people want to tune in and hear things about what's going on in the community. And last question here from Abba Zabba Zabba. Dude, they're asking if you can hit yeah, asking where the damage is. I already commented on that. The damage will be done. It'll be in the waist. You will bleed. My question is, why are the flash grenades taken away? Is it a possibility they will come back? No, they will not come back. They were buggy. That was a decision. They were buggy, and we didn't really want to deal with it. The coders didn't want to deal with it. So instead of trying to fix a problem that was not going to please everybody, we decided to get rid of them and move on. All right, last question, Sab. Do I like Xbox or Urban Terror better? I'd have to say Xbox 360 right now, because I'm whooping butt in World Cup 2006 again. And Madden 07 just came out, so I'm having a great Madden holiday for those of you who like playing the American football. All right, welcome back to Urban Radio, and I do want to thank everybody again for kicking off your weekend with us. Hopefully the show is seen as constructive and does answer some of the inquiring minds want to know sort of questions. And we will parlay some of these questions into today's website update, which probably won't be done until later tonight. So for those of you over in Euroland, that means you won't see it until tomorrow. So that means you'll probably get two updates tomorrow, even though one of them is going to be dated today. And we'll also make a recording, which we're doing now, that'll be available for download over at Inside the Game, also over on itg.filecloud.com. And now back to your questions. Question 24 comes to us from T1000. The community mappers need some kind of support. I'll explain a bit. There are so many, call them custom maps, that are really great, but most people don't even know they exist. Maybe there can be map packs to download and announcing the official URT site, like Custom Pack 1 and so on. I remember ActionQuake doing that. And a little review of which maps are included in the pack, a description or note from the author. That would be nice. If people play more than just two or three maps, it might be like a new game. Well, my question is, where does support from the development team in? By this, I mean, how much does the team have to support extras for Urban Terror? Now, I'm all for community-level designers having their levels given an opportunity on community servers. And in the past, we've actually attempted it to promote community levels, but honestly, I don't think it's been very successful. If you go back to one of the 2.x versions, I don't remember which one it was, we held a level design contest, awarded prizes, and provided the winning levels and a distribution. Oddly enough, Urban Radio did debut with this map pack. Can't say that they were the best levels around outside of maybe Paradise, but nonetheless, we did attempt to support the community level designers. And we've also attempted to include quality community-created levels in our release. Crenshaw is going to be a prime example of this, as Invis has just done an amazing job with Crenshaw, which we will be putting on the 27 Days of Terror in a coming update. And we'll also have a level or two in there from Machine. So we've seen some great support sites for community level designers. I ran the sixthfloor.com for many years in support of Urban Terror level design. Midget Killer put a great deal of effort and support into the Map Depot, which closed last year, but was followed by Flip Normals, run by Hybrid Esk. And Invis also ran Section 8 Studios, which supported level designers as well. So we've tried to create community map packs that could be termed official, but they never really seem to be successful. And I don't know why that is, and I don't know what the answer to the problem is. I do think, though, if we have some great support in the community, people like server admins will actually put those levels on their server in their map rotation. And I know it's somewhat of a bitch when you're having fun playing, suddenly a level comes up and you're not able to play and you're kicked because you don't have it. Go download it. That's about all I can say. I think there's going to be other sites that provide levels for download that maybe they can zip up in some form or fashion for the more popular levels and distribute them. And, you know, we saw the same issue with ActionQuake, too. I mean, there was nowhere the number of levels for that mod as there were for Urban Terror. So it's sort of hard to include every good level because your level, your map cycle is going to vary from server to server. So it's just difficult to do. And I think with the community sites we have out there, you will see some better support for the level designers, and hopefully they get a little love from the community. And, you know, it does take a lot of time and a lot of effort planning to actually create a successful level that can actually break in it to a map cycle. Question 25, this version 3.0 will bring a big package of new textures. I think we'll need to download a full version only because of this. You change anything for admin control? Well, for admin control, no. There have been no further changes to how to run or maintain a server. Currently, the new release is still a jumbled mess of many pack files. Bladekiller, though, has started consolidating pack files, but I still don't have an idea as to the size of the release. And it might be, with all the changes, that we only release a full download, because this would probably be advisable in order to prevent potential problems. And we've seen them before in the past. There really aren't any new textures to be had. Some levels might have had some minor changes, UT Riyadh being a prime example, but the textures, most of those changes have been to the models and the weapons, the player models and the weapon models. So there's really not many new textures in this version of Urban Terror. And resetting, a question here being asked by, I forgot who this is asked by, Chakal. About the maps, how many maps are going to be included? That list again: Abbey 2, Abbey CTF, Algiers, Ambush, Austria, Santorini, Casa, Crenshaw, Crossing, Docks, Prague, Riyadh, Rommel, Sanctuary, Suburbs, Thingley, Turnpike, and Village 2. And if you miss those, we will provide that on the website here shortly. Here in Brazil, we do not find more Quake 3 to buy. Don't tell us how it is in other countries. And EA tells us they will not sell it anymore. You have any solution for this? I know it comes with a standalone question, but it is a real problem to us because the community cannot grow a lot because of this. Sorry. Well, I was at the electronics store the past week, and I did see some sort of a gold pack being released that contained Quake 1, 2, and 3 for $19.99 U.S. currency. Now, I don't know if that's available worldwide, like on eBay or on Amazon, but it still is out there, although that does not really fix the availability problem of Quake 3. But the game is still out there for sale. And since Quake 4 is still fairly new, I do think you will be able to find the trilogy for some time. And it's probably going to be fairly cheap, too. $20 is fairly cheap for three good games. Again, I do not know if this is a U.S.-only thing or if it's available worldwide. But when we speak as a mod team and not as a legitimate company, we have no input on how Quake 3 is distributed. I mean, it sort of comes back to the standalone question, as you said, which sort of been dancing around answering fully. You're right to say that it does limit the future growth of the game, but how many more years do you think Urban Terror can actually survive? Maybe I'm selling the game short, too. I don't know, but remember, it has been 6 years that the game has been played, and that's outlived any typical retail game. Same can be said about development. Rarely, if ever, do you see a game supported by a development team for 6 years, especially on the original engine it was created for. Counter-Strike has even moved forward to a new engine, a new and updated engine. But don't get me wrong, I would love to see the game continue to taste success, and I do think it will, but without being standalone, it might be difficult to do so because it's going to limit the number of players. And again, resetting this, is this the last version? Well, this is the new release for Urban Terror. We have not stated it will be the final version. We have said we do want to put a final version out, and I guess time will tell if indeed this is the final version we have been looking for. Are you focused in the new generation of Urban Terror? In all honesty, there has been a little discussion of the future of Urban Terror recently during the pre-periods of ET, UT, and MX development. We had intentions of creating an all-new Urban Terror for a yet undecided engine, but since we are in contract negotiations, all development on Urban Terror-related material is on hold, but it is possible that it will come back in future development, and Urban Terror will continue to see how things play out. And vehicle ideas for the next step. Still a fact, or do you have other ideas for MX? Well, right now, vehicles have temporarily died with MX. The vehicles were very well developed, too, I must say, and implemented by 27, who did a great job on them, as did the modeler and Skinner, but they really have no place in the current iteration of Urban Terror. This comes sort of back to the fact that our levels aren't big enough for them, and, you know, a level like Sans, sure, Sans is large enough, but that's not really the only reason to include them. Or it'd be like forcing vehicles into a game. They'd be out of place. They'd be awkward. I mean, I played Counter-Strike when they put vehicles in, and honestly, I thought it was crap myself. Granted, I didn't really like the fact of buying weapons, too. But anyway, vehicles have no place in Urban Terror right now. Question 26, coming to us by X-Factor, another Portuguese gamer. Where does this start? So after reading all these updates, I have a couple of questions. Any new weapons introduced or removed? Nope, we said that no weapons introduced. None removed since a flashbang was taken away. Besides any new weapon skins, have you made any changes, tweaks to the current loadout? Spread, rate of fire, movement penalty? Well, as I said, damage values have been changed, but we're really not going to go into further discussion of that. QA team, in conjunction with the coders and Blade Killer, spent a great deal of time testing modified values for the weapons, and this is really not an easy area to fix. And by fix, I mean that each gamer has their own idea as to how much damage a weapon should do, how much movement penalty should be on a weapon, and what each weapon characteristic should be like. And it's not possible to give each gamer what they want, so we must go through rounds of testing and tweaking to get a good compromise for a majority of the gamers. And right now, we feel we have a very good set of weapons with improved damage values. The loadout screen. Any changes on the available slots, number of items to carry, etc.? Ask about pistols only. There's been no changes to the available loadout slots, and it's unlikely that will change prior to release. So the only way to get pistol only is if you actually do it by the server CVAR and limit all the weapons except for pistols. Two more questions from X-Factor. Did you manage to fix the auto download and flash grenades? Well, Flash grenades were removed. They're no longer part of the game because they were buggy. And as per 27 regarding the auto download, he says it's a Quake 3 bug. And no, we have not changed it. And the coders did not bother looking into it. And finally, can you give us a rough estimate? Here's a new question. A rough estimate on the development cycle progress, like 0 to 100%. And my question to X-Factor and you, those of you out there, does providing a percentage actually validate our development? You know, I've never really understood the premise behind this. You don't see id Software with a percentage bar up on their website for their upcoming game. Now, do you? I've never seen it. Now, if you want to go with the general consensus or community rumor, then the mod will be released at the end of the 27 Days of Terror. Now, we never said that. That's basically the community rumor going around right now. Although, to put a bullet in that theory, we never mentioned that the release would come at the end of those 27 days. And those are 27 days of updates, not 27 consecutive days. I don't believe I ever said consecutive days. I may have, but I don't believe I did. We did say that when the PR side of development got rolling, we are within a few weeks of release. But if you insist on putting a percentage, how about more than 50%, less than 100? I mean, that's sort of the asshat answer, but you know what? That's going to be the best answer that I can give you. Question 27, are there any modifications on the movement, particularly the speed of the characters in the next release? That from Elv, there have been no adjustments to the current speed of the player movements, but we have introduced a new feature that will take advantage of the player's speed. That new feature, as I mentioned, is called power sliding. And it was debuted on the website already with a great video to show off how it works. And you'll also be able to use the CG Speedo C-Bar to see your player's velocity. I can see you guys got talking about the percentages here, huh? First 50, 60. You show me a professional developer that does that, and I will give you an exact percentage as to how far along we are. As I said, it's all community rumor. Shrinky Boy, it will come after the 27 days. We just never said when after. Very good. It will come. If you build it, they will come. We are building it. Hopefully, you will come. Question 28. Many times when I switch weapons and reload the weapon I just switched to, I'd end up reloading the current weapon, then I'd switch to the next weapon. I know this is a bug when I try to stop reloading the current gun by switching weapons again. Yada, yada, yada. Is this fixed? From 27 again, yes and no. The anti-lag is the same as it was in 3.7, but the Ray Mesh intersection test is new and tracks player animations very closely, so it should be improved. Night vision goggles, again, Mobab asking about them. Is there any way to spawn with them off instead of on? Nope, sorry. You may try moving it to the second slot in your loadout window. I'm not sure if that would actually fix it. You're going to have to try it and find out. Juno again. Switch weapons again. I see character reloading, switching, but in fact, it's done. I heard a shot. Seeing switching weapons character, will it be fixed? I just answered that. If there's any other problems that we're unaware of, I would like you to contact somebody on the QA team like Preet, Wokili, or Krom, and they will put it on the QA list of things to look into. Question 29. As I scan IRC here very quickly to see what's going on, Urban Terror, the movie. You know, who was No Leaf Clover was supposed to have a very kick-ass movie. Now, I haven't talked to No Leaf Clover in quite a while, but he was supposed to have a very kick-ass Urban Terror movie that he was making. So if anybody's in contact with No Leaf Clover, we may try to get his movie and get that out. Although that really wouldn't give us the new features, but nonetheless, it's a very cool movie from what I heard. Question 29 coming up. Do the new maps and models need better specs on the hardware front, or is it still possible to get fair FPS with a low-spec machine? I told you I'd come back to this question. No, don't contact me. Piss off. Yeah, thanks, Crom. Hey, you enlisted. You asked, so we gave it to you. We can give you an UrbanTerror.net address, Crom. Then you can check out all the spam. All right, it depends on what low-spec machine is, but if you go by what we have in Section 1 of the Urban Terror Manual, then there should be relatively little change for the upcoming release. We have been working on making adjustments to the levels to improve the FPS, as minor as it may be, but obviously this would probably be seen a little bit more on low-end systems than on a high-end system, but nonetheless, we have taken some steps to actually improve the frame rate You can play them now. You'll be able to play when the new version comes out. As for the screenshots, some high-color bands on the model's arms. What the hell is that? We are bringing back the use of the colored arm and leg bands for each gamer. These are sort of being reintroduced in order to help visibility with the gamers. Not that orange is not a highly visible color. But it'll also be able to help you tell who was on your team when you're looking at the mini-map right now. Unless that person has a flag, you do not know who is who out there. So to answer your next question, no, they cannot be toggled on and off. Well, the manual contain a lot, and I mean a lot of information about configuration and that sort of stuff. Should also be noob-friendly. Well, I agree. Manual already contains a lot of information, most of which I'm sure goes unused, but nonetheless, there is a great deal of information in there. And when it comes to configs and scripting, UT Scripts hosted by Deserat will have much more thorough listing than the manual ever will. And we will include some very basic stuff, but I think we'll leave it up to the gamer to use their resources to create better configs, because there's just too many variables and settings that are user-specific to cover all the bases. Now, I also think that a simple default config would be just as useful, and we do hope to include that as well. The match mode bug fixed. QA has not mentioned anything about this. If you have an issue with it, then I suggest you contact somebody on the QA team. Also, what is a timeout bug? Because I don't believe anybody has ever come across that during testing. And finally, from Mick of Clan Skulk, will there be new flag recovery speed, faster recovery of your own flag? There's no plans for that. And as we mentioned, there's also going to be no update to the demo snapshot, the custom names, or naming convention, I should say, for demos. Question 30, and after question 30, I think I'm going to actually question 34, 30, yeah. After question 30, we'll take our last break of the day and hit the home stretch here on Urban Radio. Question 30, when the team wasn't working on ETUT anymore, you mentioned that Sid was working on a playable demo. It was shown to id Software. Is that demo you mentioned something about driving vehicles, thus making some maps bigger? Maps that come to mind is Sans. I was wondering if that demo is going to be released, or at least post pictures of what the team was working on. Since ETUT was scrapped, let me know if I'm talking about two different things, since it's been some time I've been on. Well, ETUT was in the early stages. 27 was able to get UT ported it to ET, and I know we did post some screenshots of that last year. You might check the website, as I think they're still available, but nothing more than the first-person view of the hands and weapon in a level, I think it's like Gold Rush or something. The MX demo was shown off to the industry insiders. They provided us feedback. Demo was created with larger levels in mind to take advantage of the vehicles. But MX was also more of a military-type Jeep, and currently we have no intentions of releasing any information, screenshots, or files for ETUT or MX. After the release, will Sid be known as Frozen Sand? Well, the Sid team name is already defunct, and we have not been using that team name since incorporating as an LLC. Frozen Sand is now finishing up in Urbitaire. It is our property. Basically means nothing, though, for the community. Urbitaire will continue to live on until we're done developing it. Has the team worked on anything else during 3.8? Yeah, there's been a couple of other side projects, minor projects, nothing that we've ever discussed with the community. And to answer your next question, such as what were those projects and will we ever get to see them, I can't say right now. But I did mention earlier that we are in contract negotiations. I don't think I've said that right all day. Contract negotiations, but we are not at liberty to discuss the details. And finally, last question here from Dice Man. You mentioned that you're not a coder, but you were learning. How much of your input went into 3.8? Well, the only code I was learning at one time was Visual Basic, but quit because of time issues. Any code knowledge that I have been passed, that's been passed on to me, was done so by 27 or High C. So I just regurgitate what they tell me to the best of my ability. As for this upcoming version, I've not given any input to the game. I'll leave that to those who play it on a more regular basis than myself. Now, why should my opinion be used for damage values when I don't get to play but maybe once a month? So I support any decision made by my fellow teammates, and when it comes down to somebody like 27, since he is the lead coder. But with that said, Blade Killer, along with the QA team, have spent many hours testing, tweaking, testing, changing features, things of that nature. And we'll see how it works. But the QA team thinks it should work very well, and I will agree. And with that, I need one more break before we head into the home stretch here. We'll be back in 3 minutes here on Urban Radio. It's Oswald, right here, Inside the Game.
We'll be right back. that listening to Radio ITG has absolutely no positive effect on your teeth.
So apparently the odds are 1 in 5 that your teeth are actually getting whiter at this very moment.
Thank us later.
This is the new Radio ITG.
Welcome back. It is Oswald here with you today as we are working our way toward the weekend. Let's get right back into some of the questions here from IRC. Well, Keeley brings to my attention that the QA team and the development team are not yet done deciding on the weapon damage and the movement penalty. It's still heavily being discussed. From Breed, he wants to know, when you power slide, do you spend stamina? Or do we stop, slide? Will the movement slow down? My English sucks. No big deal. I understand. Sliding, the actual sliding part will not take any stamina, but obviously the crouching will. From DIPOX again, will config files from 3.7 be totally compatible? For the most part, they should be compatible. You may have some minor adjustments to make, but for the most part, you may want to check your config out. From Jigsaw, can we hit the dick in the new version? How many times have I answered this? No. The dick, as you call it, is going to be called the waist. And no new weapon, so sorry, the P90 will not be included. And from Gara, just fragging, the G36 still going to kill with two helmets on this version. Two hits to the helmet. As we said, we can't really discuss that right now because we still are working on damage. So, sorry, no details, no further details on that. Running down the questions here. Can I be on the QA team? This is coming from Double Ot. You can or cannot decide if this question will be asked. Yeah, I'll ask it. I'll answer it. Right now, no. Seeing as we are so close to release, there's really no reason to start introducing new people to the development or to the QA team. We feel we do have a very good cross section from the community. I mean, it's not to say that everybody thinks they could be QA. I'm sure most of them could, but no, we're not accepting anybody else into QA right now. From Kenny, see what he says. Still like the game? Play some Team Survivor or 3.7 server today. I never see you on. It's because I have very little time, and what time I do have is spent with my family, unfortunately. I just got lucky today that I was able to do a 2.5-3 hour show for the community, and as I said, we're going to have to wait to see what sort of shows we have coming up in the future. What is MX? MX, as I said, was Mercenary X. It was a game we were developing from scratch. It's dead now, so it's rather immaterial. And Krom's telling me 27 increase the initial strafe sprint burst, which means you'll run out of stamina a little quicker, but it also means you'll get to your going a lot faster. From my buddy Mech Expert, who visits my website on a regular basis, Dragon wants to know if the Shatters are coming back. Dragon Slayer, that is. He's banned, apparently. And he says they'll owe me at Madden. He won't owe me at FIFA. I will whoop his white butt in FIFA with Italy. Madden, well, I can't say Madden 07's all that it was cracked up to be for Xbox 360. If you want to read my reviews on Xbox 360, just go to my website, thesixthfloor.com. All right, on with, I got about 5 more questions here from the community. Oh, cool. Well, you who sent me your name and want to rename Nameless, send me another PM. Actually, I'll just give you my name now. That is my ITG, or that's my screen name for Xbox 360, ITG Oswald, if you want to add me to your gaming list. I'm not going to say that. Let's see what else. Little Oz is rocking along. Glad we have a Little Oz. No Disco Monkeys in 3.8. Sorry, Xenix. And I think we're through all the questions. And I guess we can unban him if somebody wants to unban what's-his-name, Dragoon Slayer. It's all good. I'm easy going these days. Although I did lock three posts today within like 45 minutes. Anyway, let's get back into the questions here. Question 31 for the dev team. With the release of Q3 code, was the dev team able to achieve their goals in improving gameplay, FPS, and netcode? Well, I really don't think the open source played into any decision that we made regarding the gameplay, the FPS, or the netcode. Gamers will continue to piss and moan about the netcode. Gamers will continue to piss and moan about other factors from the game, too, but the netcode is rock solid. Just ask 27, and as I said, he will give you the skinny on the code, how it works, and why it's improved over Vanilla Quake 3. And all this work was accomplished prior to the open source being made available. Gameplay, in the general sense, is also solid. There still are some issues that we're dealing with, and I know there are many TDM players out there who do not like the wave respawn, for example. And most of the major problems are with the hit detection and weapon values, both of which are being addressed and improved. But neither of those did require the open source for Quake 3. Along the same lines, was using the Q3 code instrumental in bringing to life the content and improvements that were the goals of the team? He wants his answer directed at the issues the dev team identified, not what the community's been crying for. As 27 said, we did what we did without the source code. End of story. So there you go. Question 32 from Silent Bob. Heard many rumors of the SRA penalty being increased and also being less ammo. Is there any truth to this? What other major changes, if any, should we expect with the weapons? Well, sort of an old question now, but we're not really going to go into details of each weapon. Values have been tried and tested, or still being tested. And I think you will see more gamers pleased with the characteristics of the weapons here in the upcoming release than you have previous versions. Is there no primary option in the menu, meaning you don't want to take a primary weapon? So can you take a pistol, extra ammo, Kevlar, laser, and grenades? Nope, there is no option like that to allow gamers only to select a pistol. It's just more than a change to the menu, but requires some code adjustments, and right now we're not actually going to do that, so you'll continue to have to take a primary weapon. As for spam chat, I believe you can turn off the text. Again, that probably does not directly address the problem, since you will not be able to see the other comments being made on the server, but we have not addressed that issue at this point. Again, here's another question. Is there movement penalty in the SR8? The weapons have been tweaked and are still being tweaked. Are there new guns? No, we just mentioned that a while ago. There are no new weapons included in Urban Terror. Will URTV continuously developed, or is this the final update? I sound like a broken record now, don't I? Don't I? No. We're not sure if this is the final version yet. We do want to put a final version out, and hopefully that is our best version. And when it is, we will call. We will call it final. Will you organize some cup with the new beta? No, we have no plans to get involved organizing any sort of cup. We'll leave that to those who do it on a regular basis and who have time dedicated to that sort of thing. 7Cs, what will be the upcoming beta version name? Well, it's going to be called Urban Terror, obviously. You don't know a version number, but it's going to be called Urban Terror. 35 from SFX, are you going to make some sort of marketing steps to re-increase the number of Urban Terror players? I guess we can go back and touch on this here again. How do we want to do it, though? Well, I do believe that we're making the pitch now. We're sort of working our way towards their release, and it sort of becomes the decisions of gaming websites that I email if they want to host our information or ignore it. And we're doing what we can to make it a great release. I do want to give props to Planet Quake, especially Jube over at Planet Quake, who's really pimping the mod heavily on a daily basis. Props to him for all the love he's showing us, from daily news taken from the site to mod of the week to picture of the day. They've been helping provide Urban Terror, or proving that Urban Terror is not a dead mod. But they're just one of many sites I send to, and I haven't seen much other news on some of the other gaming-related websites. But when it comes to word of mouth, it's actually the gamers who are the ones who actually make the difference with their sort of word-of-mouth recommendations about Urban Tear. I mean, think about it. If each gamer who currently plays a game, even in this channel, 105 gamers in this channel right now, got 3 to 5 gamers, think what that would do to the community right there. I mean, that would be a huge increase in gamers. Is it possible? Yeah, I think it is to some degree. I know we saw higher numbers a few years back, but you tell me, what did all those gamers who had a copy of Quake 3 do? Did they actually get rid of it? Probably not. I'm guessing it's probably sitting in a shelf collecting dust, shoved in a drawer with other games, or it's being used as a coaster with a sweat ring around it. Hopefully some of these gamers will give the Quake 3 CD a break and reinstall the game just to play Urban Tear. The webcam's a 3-second delay, so it's not that delayed. But new gamers to the mod are more difficult, especially when you don't have Quake 3, because it is becoming increasingly difficult, although it's still possible to get the game. A reasonable solution, as we have avoided today so far, is to make it a standalone version that does not require the CD. And to answer your question, is this possible? Yes, it is possible. I just said it was. And yes, we have been testing it. But it also opens up another door that's filled with problems. The idea to have a standalone version is great, but have you really considered it? What do you you tell me how you prevent or discourage cheating? And sorry, but you cannot rely on Punkbuster if the game is a standalone. So you tell me how you plan on fixing it. So I mentioned as well, Tony Ray at Punkbuster has even mentioned this. The reason being CD keys. Punkbuster currently supports enemy territory, as I mentioned before, but there are some having problems. Enemy territory has problems with it because if somebody gets caught, all they have to do is uninstall, reinstall, and they're back on at cheating online. So we continue to discuss potential solutions. Maybe we start selling keys, or you have to register your name and online gamer email or your gamer alias with us in order to get a single unique key. I don't know if that's really going to help, but I mean, it's just a couple of suggestions that were actually brought to us. If you have any other ideas, suggestions, we do welcome. 36 is the dev team as a whole excited about this upcoming release. Hell yeah, we're as giddy as a schoolgirl, man, about the upcoming release. What do you think? Year and a half, we want to get this thing out, get it played. Although I think we each have our different reason as to why. But overall, as a team, we do want to release a final product. I've said that this is something that rarely happens to a mod. And if you think about Action Quake 2, the mod was left incomplete because the community was such asshats about it, and the developer didn't want to deal with it anymore, so he basically quit making the mod. But, I mean, some will also say that no mod is ever final, and I'm sure if we quit making it and gave it all up, somebody else would come by and start taking our code if we made it available and, make their own version of it. But right now, as I said, we have no intentions of doing that. But as a business, I mean, we do want to use this in our portfolio when it comes to potential future development. And hopefully all the excitement in the community equates to a big, big release. I mean, that is what we're building up here for. I mean, we've seen old gamers returning to the forums and dropping their comments, as well as going to IRC, because community is buzzing with excitement and anticipation about the new version of Urban Tear and what it holds. Clan gamers and League are excited to upgrade and start their new seasons or cups with more involvement and support, but at the same time, they're also a bit hesitant simply because of the standalone aspect and not being able to protect it from cheating. Schminky boy is going to go work on Venice. Oh, Venice. I should tell you about Venice. So to answer your question, yeah, we're excited about nearing the finish line here with the new version of Urban Tear. Can we expect to get some frag time in with the development team when it's released? Well, hopefully. I know some of them will continue to play. I know Blake Hill will most likely play the day of the release. LT1, Schminky Boy may play as well. There's probably a couple of others who may drop into a couple of servers. I know I'll probably find a few minutes to drop into the 6th floor server and get my ass kicked. It's pretty easy to do. Due to unspecified changes, will players like me be inclined to have another weapon as a favorite one over the LR-300. Well, the LR is not the be-all to end-all. There are other weapons that I think that are just as effective, but then again, I think any weapon in the hand of a skilled gamer can be deadly. And given the changes to all the weapon damages, you might find that the LR is not the weapon you thought it was, and maybe you favor the M4 or the AK-103. So don't sell yourself short on not trying out all the weapons when the new version is released. Part four of this question from Mech Expert, who's hanging out in Pound Urban Terror and ETG. Is there a model of Oswald's cougar included in any map? Sorry, no Mercury cougar included, unless Invis has created some beater car to include in Crenshaw. I don't think it will make the game. Part four, if it all works out, when can I go to my game store and buy a game with Frozen Sand LLC on the splash screen? Well, right now, details sketchy. We can't go into any because we are in negotiations. But hopefully in the near future, you can walk into a game store of your choice, go to the PC game aisle, and find a Frozen Sand title. It'll surely bring joy to us and excitement to see a game we created on the shelf for supporters to buy. My wife even asked, would I have to buy that? Hell yes, you have to buy it. What do you think? You skate by with a free version of our game? Hell no, buy it. Just kidding. She's not here, so I can say that without any repercussions. What seems to be the consensus so far for the dev team and the QA team on how the game plays? Well, I've been spending more time reading comments from the QA team as well as talking to them in the IRC channel, and many are pleased with the game as it plays now. Obviously, with a small test group, it is impossible to please everyone, but I would say that the vast majority likes what they see and how the game plays. I've been told by a few that this is probably the best version since 2.3, which was probably one of the best versions on record to date. As for the team, we're pleased when things work out and the testers are happy with the changes and modifications we have made. But it's not always been easy, but we've been able to work with them closely, listening to their input and ideas, as well as swapping suggestions and our ideas when it comes to different aspects of the game. So we're excited to see this development cycle coming to an end so we can get on with the fun stuff, the release. That's what everybody wants. And finally, from Mech Expert, is it a vast difference between 3.7 or is it mainly bug fixes, small changes like that? Visually, I don't think you'll notice many changes outside the new models and skins. You may notice some animation changes, which have also been updated. But as we mentioned, the weapon damage values have been altered. And you might see that, I think, in an upcoming version of the 27 Days of Terror. Weapon skins have been updated. Hit detection's been changed. We replaced Ares, which is built back in 2.0. Many of the levels have seen work done to them. Riyadh is a prime example. New lighting, some new buildings, a skybox coupled, as I said, with some ruins up on the center of the map. Turnpike is being updated and rebuilt with new lighting and a new skybox. Casa had some work done to it. We'll include some new levels. I believe Prague should be ready. Thingli and Crossing being provided to us by Machine. So by all means, this is a major release and not a small incremental release, so don't expect to see 3.8 release. See something higher than that. Question 37, as we round the home stretch here, did, has, or is the development even considering releasing the update as 4.0? Anybody? Anybody want to answer that for me? We don't know what the number is going to be called right now. Question 38, coming from, who was that coming from? Thorn, that's right. Nox Thorn. How much has changed the way maps work? I'd love to update the tower to bring it up to date. Well, the development team has really started using 3D Max more to create levels as opposed to Radiant. And while there might be a little bit steeper learning curve, it really has been beneficial to the level designers who have learned it and used it to the team's advantage. We've also been playing with new versions of, I think, Q3 Map 2, lighting techniques, creating more impressive skybox. But as far as the actual development of the level, it still starts with a good layout and a plan. And without those two items, creating a good map is going to be very difficult. Blade Killer also adds that the only thing we have changed for the map is the lighting. So our overbright bits and our map overbite bits both locked on zero, so mappers will have to increase the amount of light that they use in the map. She says that she increased her entity lighting by 2.5 times and her sun and surface light by 5 times and darken the color of any colored lighting. So that's a change for the mappers out there. I'll try to give that information to one of the level design sites, probably Flip Normals, and let them post that. And another question here from Thorn. He continues on, have any admin stuff been added? No, it hasn't. I'd like to port Big Bot or Big Brother Bot to Urban Terror. And you may just email me at oswaldfrozensand.com with that information, going into some further details, because honestly, I have not spent much time checking out Big Brother Bot and what it does for server admins. And yes, I would also suggest that you get a full install in order to get your Nox server going again. It'd probably be the easiest way to do so. and we will provide both a zip and an executable to the community. He also inquires about a cougar. He says, Oswald has a cougar. Yes, I do, but no, not the cougar is defined in the Urban Dictionary. I'm sorry, mine has four wheels and goes fast. How about podcasts instead of Urban Radio? I was never available when the show is on. Well, all the shows from 2005 are available, itg.filecloud.com. Can't say the information given on those shows is update at this point, but they are available for download. You can go over there now and download any of the 2005 shows. This show will be uploaded as soon as I am done here. Last two questions before we hit the community one more time. At some point, we've read that one of the new guys was working on a new HUD, revamping the in-game menus and interface. Will this be implemented? Well, Batar, our Brazilian developer, was working on a HUD at one point. Right now, there have been no changes to the HUD or in-game menus. Blake Hiller did enlist the services of Wokili to make a list of potential changes. And I say potential because at this point, we're not sure how long that list is going to be. I believe it's four pages long so far in the forums, and how much time we'll actually have to implement some of those changes due to time constraints. So if you want to see the list, head over to the Urban Terror forums and you can see what the list includes. And finally, we end with a comment about Uptown. He says, thanks for making a great game. It's nice. I enjoy playing a lot. I have many people who have questions and suggestions with respect to the update. I run a server which has Uptown only. Is this level going to be updated, such as the elevator bug, people controlling it while being dead, etc.? Uptown's one of the previous levels that we did not have a .map file for. That means we sort of had to reverse engineer the level, decompiling it in order to make changes, which really isn't a big deal. But the problem becomes all the textures get skewed and require the level designer to go back in and retexture the entire map. Also, I know the Funk Train, which controlled the elevator going up and down, never worked correctly because that's not what it was intended for. So that was actually removed and was replaced by a staircase. And really, there were no other options for the elevator at the time. He also asked about wanting more maps with that use jumping properly or correctly. And I don't think correct jumping is one of the main development concerns when it comes to a level development. It's part of the game, and that sort of coupled with the speed of the game and the ledge grabbing does make the game unique among first-person shooter games. But I think community designers probably have done a better job when it comes to levels that include jumps as opposed to the development team. So anyways, looking down our current release list, none of the levels really stand out as jump-oriented levels. I don't really see that changing in this release, as jumping is just part of the game. And the current group of levels that we have are created with layout and playability more in mind than jumps. So that, oh shoot, I have more. Where did I get all these from? God damn, I thought I was done. Question coming in from Lurf. As an admin running without PB, I wonder why my server crashes when the ban list is longer than a certain amount of characters. Will the name all be disallowed, and will there be a bind to switch from last weapon used? Ban list is maximum of Quake 3 restriction, and we have not modified that code dealing with this, so you're stuck with the current version. The name all will no longer be available in Urban Terror, and the only way to slap all your clients is to use a server script. 41, is it possible to give possibility of choices between Urban Radio 3.x and 2.x? Nope, the only way is the current one implemented now, or to use binds and scripts. Is it possibility to have binding UT Radio in the panel? Well, that's one of the things that I know Wokili has on his list. Not sure if it's going to happen or not. Again, a time constraint. Same thing goes with CL Mouse Excellent, R Display Refresh. More CVAR is that possibly make it into the menu items. Will the M4 have a burst like the LR300? Last I checked, it does have one now, so I suggest, Juno, you learn how to use it. And is it possible to minimize gameplay or the game during gameplay? And sure it is. Alt-Enter works like a gem for me. If you have further issues, then I suggest you play in a window mode, drop to your console. That'll allow you to see the cursor, and from there you can access your desktop. I'm going to step away here. Be back in just about 3 minutes. It's Oswald. You're inside the game. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm. of psychogenesis. This is the place of no time and no space. Do not be afraid, for I am merely the vocal manifestation of your eternal dreams. I am as water, as air, like breath itself.
Say that that music was not my choice. It was given to me. I respected that person's opinion, and I thought I'd get it in there. It just didn't work like I thought it would work. All right, we're finishing up here. That's actually going to do it for the community Q&A that I have on paper here. And at the conclusion of the show, hopefully sometime tonight, we will get that posted on UrbanTerror.net. It's going to be day 15, Community QA. It's going to be featuring most of the information you heard today. Some final questions here from Deadman. Did you change anything on bomb mode? Well, yes, we included personal scoring. That was the only thing we changed on bomb mode. Not really sure that'll improve the number of gamers that play that game mode. From Double Lot, you can do an account key solution like America's Army, which is what you've kind of mentioned. It seems that strafe jumping stamina is faster, better on faster computers versus my slower computers. Is this a known issue, or am I just going crazy? Well, I would sort of go with the crazy idea right now. Can't see why it would be unless it has something to do with the computer being slow because of specs of your hardware. But anyway, I think you're crazy. That doesn't mean I don't love you, but I think you're crazy. From Kenny, will the title be Urban Terror if in retail stores? Yeah, don't worry about it. He just answered his own question. No, I don't use any songs during the intermission. So I was sorry, I got a great wife. I can't marry you. Running down some more comments here from Solitary. When will you send out the FTP information for uploaders or 3.8 hosters? Could the dev team make a server option for two primaries like CG2 primaries one? No and no. If you would like information to, if you'd like server or FTP information, you can email me, oswald@planetquake.com. That is the only email address I will take for those FTP hosters out there who want to host the 3.8 files. If you email me, give me time, I will respond, but by my responding, that does not necessarily mean you will be chosen to host the files. I already have probably a list of 30 people who want to host the upcoming version. So, oswald@planetquake.com. I guess, well, Keeley is already working on it. The menu's already added and changed some things in the menu. And, well, he's added some radio menu binds, things of that nature. But, again, all that requires extra code. That's going to come down to 27. We'll have to see if, indeed, he does have time for it. From IT Naked, he says, unban me. I got banned. I see. Sucks to be naked, doesn't it? There you go. Get him back in there. From my NN Drag Oz, if I wasn't poor, I'd buy an Xbox 360. You guys removing the 3 points for defending the flag in CTF. No score changes have been made to CTF. What you see is what you get. From Blaze, minimum assist requirements, any changes to 3.7? Check the manual. I already said that. Whatever you see in the manual is pretty much going to stay the same for minimum specs for the upcoming version. DIPOX and TDM will respawn in Uptown be better? Well, not if Uptown is not released right now. I don't believe it is planning on being included. It's not that far along, so I would not expect to see any updates to Uptown. I still want to say something about the nading. Pan, back. Rushing with the nades is part of the game. It's what makes Urban Terror, Urban Terror, fast and deadly. If we didn't want it this way, we would play CS. Well, see, I got to disagree with you because all I hear when I shoutcast clan-based matches is people who bitch and complain about the grenades coming over the rooftops and killing each other. That was part of the reason it was removed, and part because it's a shitty tactic. It's cheap. I mean, you guys want to increase the skill level of the game. So be elite skilled gamers. Kill somebody with a weapon. Kill them with a gun. Don't kill them with a blind toss of grenade over the top of a roof. I agree. It should be in, but it's not going to be in. It's been removed, and that's final. Sorry. Love me or hate me. That's how it's going to be. Xenix, will you fix the bug when you're not retrieving the flag and an enemy drops it? Again, that has not been addressed. So, no, don't plan on that changing. Okay. From Headshot, Tetra, Hydro. My missus says she will be your best friend till home time. If you'll play some KLF, please. I don't have any KLF queued. I'm sorry, I already burned through my music. Well, see, now I'm into it's not an argument, just a discussion. They also bitch at players Headshot all the time. There's bitching. HEs are a skill. Well, HEs are not skill when you don't see them coming. And Headshots, you never know. Headshots may be decreased because if the movement penalty is increased on the sniper rifles, it's going to make it much harder to hit somebody in the head now, isn't it? Wait and see what happens. And our last couple of questions here is we come up on 2.5 hours, and I'm, no, flash grenades are not coming back. Don't hate the campers. Kill them. And I think that is going to do it. I am not going to take any more questions from here on out because that is going to do it for today's show. I do want to thank everybody for tuning in and making the show a smashing success. Some great support here today. And no, that was not necessarily directed at Euros, the grenade comment. That was directed towards all gamers, not just the Euros. And Pan, I love you too, dude. So as I said, this will be featured on urbanterror.net. The show will also be archived for download on insidethegame.com. By clicking on downloads, you'll be taken to our sister site, FileCloud. I also want to thank everybody in the community for the participation today, as well as those who provided their questions on the next Urban Terry. Remember, stay tuned for the next Urban Radio show. That will be All Release Radio. That time, we will make the announcement very shortly on the website. For Inside the Game and Frozen Sand, this has been Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and I am out.